Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach at the Couples Center and Couple Speak in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast live alternate Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Tonight's short 20 to 30 minute episode on Wednesday, May 14th, is called The Five Love Languages. Are you speaking the right one to your partner? It's all about the basic ways through which people feel loved and appreciated and the ways they show love and appreciation to their partners. I will be talking about how important it is to be clear about both ends so that loving intentions can translate effectively. Now, anyone wanting to call in with a question or a comment can do so by dialing 1 on your phone, and you will be in line. Hopefully there will be a very long line to join me on the air. I always welcome callers, as that makes it more of a conversation and less of a lecture. It's much more fun for me, and I think it's more fun for everyone. We have had some problems, though, I need to let you know, with the toll-free number 877-497-9046. So hopefully those problems have been fixed. I followed all the instructions about updating things, and so you should be able to get through on the toll-free number. But if you're not, if you have problems getting through on that line, you can call in on the regular number, which is 760-542-4114. Okay? Most phone services now have toll-free anyway, so it shouldn't be a hardship for you to call in on that number. Anyway, the five love languages premise, according to the author of the book, Gary Chapman, asserts that there are five basic ways through which people feel loved and appreciated, and that we each have one or two primary languages which resonate with us. And his assertion is that our tendency is to show love in ways which we need to feel loved, which is not a good thing because often it doesn't translate and your partner has a different love language. Chapman calls for what we call an empathic stretch. In other words, speak the language of the other for your intentions to resonate with your partner. It's an act of giving. What I say to clients is, when in France, speak French. Don't speak Spanish if you want the people to understand you. So it's really important for you to get a sense of not only what is your own love language, but what is your partner's love language, so you are speaking to them in words and in ways that they understand. People often complain that they know they're loved, but they don't feel loved. Have you heard that? I hear that a lot from clients. I know he loves me or she loves me, but somehow it's not coming through in ways that would really make it feel more tangible to me. So this little presentation, this little 20-minute to half-hour presentation is about how you can begin to show love in ways that really will translate to your partner. So, what are the five love languages? And by the way, I have to preface this by letting you know that I probably had about, I don't know, maybe 8, maybe 10 couples who came to me raving about this book, saying, Susan, this was a transformative book for us. We really recommend that you make it required reading in all your work with couples. So I promptly went out, I got the book, and I read the book, and I saw what they were talking about. And I can see why people love the book so much. Chapman is not only a great writer, he's very easy to read and very understandable and very eloquent, but the concept is so elegant in its simplicity that people just love it. It's something anybody can integrate into their lives. But first, just for definition's sake, what are the five love languages, according to Chapman? He's distilled it to five basic ways through which people feel loved, valued, and appreciated. And one of them is affirming words, either spoken or written. So, for instance, if you are a words person, then what would really resonate with you are little post-its in your lunchbox, are love notes, cards, texts, spoken words where you're hearing from your partner, I really appreciate what you did, I love you, you're so sweet, you're so kind, you're so funny, that was so wonderful, what you did for everybody. Words that acknowledge your value to the other person. And in today's age of technology, it's so much easier to deliver words. Don't do it while you're driving, but texting is a great way to let people know. And by the way, I suggest to people in everything, don't think black or white. This is not either or. So if you don't have time for a huge, long letter, or you don't want to write something that's massive that would take up amazing amounts of time, think about a little note. A little note can say a lot. I know I will often leave in my husband's lunchbox just a little post-it with a funny face and just, I love you, have a good day. And that's my way of letting him know I'm thinking about you and I hope you have a good day. And he has told me that it really is nice being on the receiving end of that when he opens up his lunch. Okay? So affirming words. And often, by the way, women are words people. They really value an exchange of words, a conversation, or just some kind of note or something written or spoken by their partner. All right, what's another one? Another love language, as Chapman has delineated them, is acts of service. Now, what is that? An act of service is something that you do for your partner in the way of unburdening them. And it can be helping them in some way, providing some kind of relief. So an act of service might be something like emptying the dishwasher. It might be walking the dog, making the bed, doing the taxes, paying the bills, answering phone calls. It's a way of rolling up your sleeves and helping your partner with something tangible and concrete. And I'm going to use my husband and myself as an example. Not that we're paragons of perfection or any kind of, anything perfect in the way of love, but we have certain little rituals that I think work well for us. He knows that I am an acts of service girl. I mean, that is my prime love language. So I come home at night, and often, even in the summer, I will come home to a roaring fire in our fireplace. And this is not a little puny thing lit with propane. This is wood that he stacked himself. Sometimes he's had to split it himself. It required a lot of energy. And he constructs these very elaborate fires so that they're perfect temperature at different times of year. But I will walk in the door, and there's a fire roaring in the fireplace. And that's his way of letting me know that he's welcoming me, he's happy I'm coming home, and he wants me to come home to a warm, cozy scene, especially during the winter. Now, I think my husband is a words person, so what I will often do is squeal with delight, and even if it's every night, it's very corny, but I will let him know, oh, that's so wonderful, thank you, thank you, thank you. What a he-man you are. I will let him know how much I appreciate it with words. One little ritual that really works. It's corny, but hey, it works. So acts of service, you can be doing anything that to your partner would feel like you're rolling up your sleeve and unburdening them. And if you think about all the massive amounts of things that we are each faced with just getting through a day and a week, I'm sure if you think about it and you've decided that your partner is an acts of service person, you could easily make a list and be chipping away at that list in an ongoing way and probably never run out of ideas. Okay, a third one is gifts. And gifts can be anything from, it can be a piece of jewelry, it could be a rose, it could be a book, anything that it's a gift because it's something that you got for your partner. It doesn't have to be expensive at all. Doesn't have to be precious, but it feels precious to your partner because you thought about them. And that's part of what gift people like. It's not necessarily that they're mercenary people or that they're showy people, but they love the fact that you were somewhere and you thought about them. You found something and it resonated with you, and you picked that out specifically for them. One of the things our son Alec does is when he's out and about and he'll go to these interesting little craft stores or art supply stores or just artistic places, gift shops, he will find things and be thinking about who would like that, and he will buy it. And so that when it comes time for Christmas or Valentine's Day or anything like that, it's not something mechanical and something rote or something automated. It really came from the heart in a spontaneous moment of thinking about the person. So often, by the way, gifts, part of the punch with gifts is that they can be a surprise. Don't think of gifts, giving gifts, as only happening on Christmas or Hanukkah or somebody's birthday. One of my big complaints, and I'll say this to everybody I know, is that why do we wait for the holidays, Mother's Day, our birthdays, and Father's Day, Christmas, Hanukkah, all of that, to show the people that we love them and to make them feel special? I would like you to think about these five love languages as something that ideally you express in an ongoing way, okay? Now, if there are any questions, now would be a time to ask questions. We have several people on the air, and as I always say, don't be shy. I'm not going to bite. No question is a stupid question or even just a comment if you have one. This would be a good time. I'll pause for it. Okay. Looks like nobody has a question. All right. Now, what I'm going to do now before I get back to our regular programming is I'm going to take a pause for a little bit of a commercial break and to tell you about a very special upcoming event that I and a colleague of mine are sponsoring. There will be a couples retreat on June 21st through June 25th on beautiful, beautiful Star Island off the Maine and New Hampshire coast. People around here where I live are very familiar with it. It's very, it's just absolutely lovely. It's a sanctuary in more than one way, and it's gorgeous, and it's very conducive to reflection and relaxation. In any event, I'm going to be sponsoring a retreat that's geared for 6 to about 8 committed couples who are interested in learning how to improve communication, deepen connection, and reduce conflict. So this is about making your relationship better, rekindling some earlier electricity in the relationship, and addressing repair, the conflict part, in a better way, helping you develop better skills at that so that you can move on and experience more of the good things. My co-trainer during this retreat is Meredith Richardson, who's a collaborative lawyer and a conflict coach in private practice at her business called Resolution, and she's on the seacoast. Meredith is the creator of many unique retreats. She's really quite gifted, very creative. She loves doing this. And she's done many retreats, including several sold-out events on Star Island, one of which I went to last year, and I was blown away. It was very funny because I was very apprehensive about going. I was thinking, oh, my God, go to a five-day retreat with a bunch of strangers? What if I hate them? So I created an easy escape. I only stayed overnight one night and arranged to go back the next day. And I really regretted that, that I was so reticent about whether I'd make a connection with these people and feel confined or not. But I ended up having a great time. I learned a lot, and I really wish that I had spent more time. So this time, Meredith and I will retreat. The other presenter will be Heather Brontes, who's a financial planner, Ameriprise Financial in Bedford and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. She's going to be coming, I think, Tuesday. This goes from Saturday through Wednesday morning, the 21st through the 25th. She informs people in partnerships about how to navigate the rocky terrain of financial teamwork, and that is often a major source of conflict. So she's going to be dealing with the money and financial piece and how that can be the source of be a source of conflict or teamwork. The retreat will be a combination of teaching, experiential exercises, coaching, and discussions. It's going to be very kind of free-flowing, with couples having the option for what we call a power hour with each of us when and if they'd like. So that's a private hour with feedback and working on something specific with either Meredith or myself. So if people want a little privacy to work on something, they can have it. And there will be time to get away privately. We've arranged it that way so that you're not trapped and you have time to explore the island and to basically to reflect and rest and to practice some of the new skills that you'll be learning. It's a very nice combination of those things. I've been at retreats before where it was so much teaching that I just felt like my head was exploding, and I don't think you're going to have that experience here. So anyway, for more information, contact me at couplescenter@gmail.com. That's couplescenter@gmail.com. Or call my office at 603-431-7131. Or to register, go to starisland.org. And the other bonus is that there will be a 5% discount for anyone registering before May 21st. So go for it, okay? Anyway, to get back to our regular programming now, the fourth love language, as Gary Chapman has identified them, is quality time. And I find that this is one of the big two for most people. A lot of people say they know their love, but they don't feel it because their partner is not present when they're with them. Their head is in either a book, not usually a book, usually on the computer, on the cell phone, on the TV, et cetera. So quality time is about paying attention, being intentional about time together, making eye contact, and being very intentional about the time together. So, for instance, if you know your kids are going to be in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock, instead of both of you just zoning out in front of the TV or going to your own rooms to watch your own programs, at least a few times a week, make a date to watch a show together or to read to each other or have a conversation about the day. It costs nothing, and because it's intentional, you're making a date to be with each other, it's going to feel more like quality time. Quality time can be involve surprises. Most people love surprises, where one person will kind of gift the other with a day or an evening out, a morning out. They don't tell their partner. They just say, get dressed in this or that. I won't tell you where, but this is how you should dress. and they gift them with the surprise of an experience. Again, don't feel that it has to be elaborate or expensive. You can think small, and it's the thought that really counts. You will get more bang for your buck in the quality time department if you take initiative, if it's not done because your partner badgered you into it. If it's done in a freestanding way, you will definitely score more points with your partner. If you think about, have we spent time together lately? And if not, what would I like to do? What would my partner like to do? Now, it looks like I have a question, so I'm going to take that question. Hello, caller, area code 603. You have a question?
Yeah. I'm Tom from New Hampshire, and when you talk about Star Island, you can Google Star Island, New Hampshire, and you're going to want to be there. And really, the program is great, but I have no other questions.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for that input. So it's StarIslandNewHampshire.com?
Yeah, just Star Island, New Hampshire on Google, and you're going to want to be there.
Okay. I know that. I know that you really are away from everything when you're there. It's this teeny little island with this giant historic hotel. And by the way, don't count on having a blow-dried hair because you don't have electric in your room. You don't have a hair dryer capacity in your room. You have to be intentional about those things. So they're conserving water, et cetera, conserving electric. So you're really kind of off the grid, and you're in a more natural state. It also includes meals. So thank you very much for that tip. I really appreciate that.
That's
okay.
Great.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'll be there.
Now, so I was talking about quality time. Initiative is important, and novelty is really important. You will get more bang for your buck if you introduce novelty. Novelty ramps up good feeling chemicals in your brain. So if you gift your partner with experiences that are meaningful, try to do something new. Don't go to the same old restaurant or go on the same walk. Even if you're walking the dog, go somewhere new. If you're going for a run, if you're driving around in the country, try a different route, because that really increases bonding and pleasure chemicals in your brain. It really increases bonding, and it has a lot more impact than if it's the same old, same old. I will share one little thing in terms of quality time and experiences that I've done with my clients that they love. It's totally corny, but they love it. I call it the jar method, where you sit down and you each write maybe 10, maybe 15 things that you would like to do or that you like to do on a little piece of paper. You scrunch up the paper and you shove it in your own jar, okay? And what I recommend is that you have one jar for evening activities and one jar for day activities, including rainy day things, sunny day things. And then when, let's say it's a Wednesday night, you've got the weather report, you do the jar method where you pick from each other's jar, okay? And you can take turns, so maybe one weekend, one person's picking from their partner's jar, the next weekend it goes the other way. But you pick something from the jar, so it's not a crapshoot. You are not relying on, it's not a hit or miss kind of experience. You're picking something that your partner has identified that they like to do. And I can tell you, couples say this is the corniest thing in the world, but they absolutely love it. All right, the fifth one is physical touch. And examples of this, don't think of this as just lovemaking. That's like maybe 100 on the scale of 1 to 100. But physical touch can be cuddling, hugging, kissing, stroking, all on a continuum from small freestanding acts to lovemaking. It could be just walking past your partner and stroking the back of their neck. You could be in the car and scratching their head. It could be holding hands. What I have found is that often men have physical touch as their primary love language. And may I reiterate that Chapman's premise is that we each have one or two primary love languages. So the others may be nice, but there are one or two that really resonate with each of us. And one of the ways you can determine what you can think about it to try to determine what makes me feel loved and valued and ask the same question about your partner, but you can also get the book, The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman, and he has tests that people can take to help them decide what the love languages are. Again, in the physical touch department, think of it as small, as free, as freely given, and a way of saying, you're the cat's meow to me. I really care about you, okay? And you will see how little acts of physical touch, like when you leave each other for the day, give each other a hug, touch your partner, make some physical contact, a kiss or a touch, it will make for a very different day. Do the same thing when you land at the end of the night. It will affect the day. So that's it, believe it or not. My short little midget show, only half an hour, but I think it's a small show, but it's a very big concept. I would like you all to think about this. What's my love language and what are my partner's love languages, and how can I put that in an intentional way? Every day. Don't think of it as just on birthdays and holidays again. Okay? So, we're at the end of the show, and I would like to thank you listeners and callers, and a thanks to Gary Chapman for writing such a relevant book. My next episode will be Wednesday, May 28th at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and I will be co-hosting with Meredith Richardson and discussing some hot topic yet to be announced. We're going to be cooking something up probably this Saturday. We'll make a decision. All right, so mark the date, Wednesday, May 28th at 8:30. And again, I'd love for you guys to call in and share your thoughts, share your impressions, and ask questions. So have a good few weeks and enjoy what is trying to be spring. Take care. Bye-bye.